is our monthly check-in with the American Red Cross Connecticut chapter. Joining us back on the show, CEO Richard Brannigan is here in perfect timing because January is Blood Donor Month. Hey, Richard, Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year, Melissa. Pleasure to be here as always. Thank
always
you.
Always great to connect with you, Richard, and hear what's going on with the Red Cross. First of all, would love to just get an update heading into the new year, current blood supply, and where are we at with a shortage risk?
You know, this time of year, every year we face this with the holiday schedules, some cancellations due to weather, interruptions in college and high school schedules for vacations, people's distracted schedules, the frantic nature of the holidays in general. January is typically our catch-up month. And, you know, this is a time where we pay attention to this because there's a risk of a growing shortage. And we don't want to place doctors in that category of having to make those tough decisions. So now is the time that we look to our donors, celebrate our donors that step up each and every year and throughout the year. But January is a time for us to concentrate on bringing folks back in to donate blood.
Mm-hmm. So what is the current state of our national blood supply, which obviously has an impact on Connecticut, Richard?
You know, it's teetering at this point in time. There's a critical need coming up if we don't address it in our own region and throughout the rest of the country. So we're urging our donors to start the year with an act of generosity by giving blood or platelets. This is the time of year where we need to concentrate on it. And not everyone has the opportunity to donate blood, but those that do, the healthy donors can really step up and make a difference in their community and for their fellow human beings.
So when you say, Richard, that there's a critical need, obviously, what exactly does that look like? I hate to get specific, but I do think that's impactful. You know, when we talk about, hey, you know, if you can donate, please do so. I think people are more, I don't want to say incentivized, but they're more eager to give when they realize, oh, man, this is a real emergency. So when you say a critical need, like, what are we looking at right now? Because sometimes you'll hear about, like, we have days worth or, you know, we have the shelf life. Or what? So where are we sort of at? What do you mean critical need?
Yeah, I won't put it in shelf life or days. What I would say is that our blood products are being distributed to hospitals faster than the donations are coming in. And without this immediate action, you know, we don't want doctors to face those difficult decisions for their patients about who should receive it and who should not. And this applies to all blood types. But as if you're an O neg donor or, someone who has a rare blood type that can step up and donate, those are always appreciated. Universal donors are bread and butter, so to speak, but all donations are welcome and all blood types are needed. And, you know, it's too early at this point, Melissa, to answer your question, to put it into days. But we don't want to face that. We want to get ahead of this and stay ahead of it, as we always do. And we're confident that our donors and the donors in Connecticut really step up when the call is made. And we've seen amazing results. And, you know, for me, being the executive position that I have, I have the rare privilege of seeing a lot of blood donations, a lot of blood drives throughout the state, across the year and across the geography. And what amazes me is there's a sense of purpose that people come in to donate blood. And when they leave, they have this sense of pride. And it's a very unique opportunity that folks have. So the notion is that the need is critical. The opportunity is there and people can really make an impact right now.
And again, Richard Brannigan is here, CEO for the American Red Cross Connecticut chapter. Richard, when we give blood, and I don't know if you'd have that percentage, but one of the biggest, I think, takeaways, just in general, I wouldn't even say with blood donations, but when people are giving money, they're always wondering, you know, what is the direct impact on our communities? Is it going back to a Connecticut-based nonprofit, for example, you know, when you give money? So with the Red Cross, when you're giving a blood donation, do a lot of those donations stay in Connecticut? Do they get distributed a lot of the time to wherever the need is? I mean, that is certainly a question I get a lot from people who are thinking about donating.
Sure, Melissa, that's a great question. We're part of a national network, and the Red Cross is the largest single collector of blood in the nation. So within our own network and the hospitals that we work with, both here in Connecticut and elsewhere, that's our primary focus, is to make sure that the obligations that we have to the hospitals that we support are taken care of. But we're part of this national network. So if there's a need or there's a disruption in collection in another part of the country, we're able to pivot and respond. And you know, the amazing part about the Red Cross blood donor app, and I suggest everyone downloads that to find their next donation opportunity. But it also tracks your donation, where it goes. And, you know, as a blood donor myself, I get that warm feeling when I know my last donation went to Yale New Haven Hospital right here in Connecticut. So it doesn't always work that way. We respond to where the urgent needs are. But, you know, it really is a great opportunity to see what your impact is here locally. And for you, again, this is a one human being to another, making a difference. And it's a rare opportunity that we have.
Yeah. And I think, you know, there's a couple of things from that, Richard, that I think people can really, you know, feel good about. So what you're saying is obviously you're part of a national network. So let's say that there's a tragedy that takes place and you know, look, we're going to look to whoever has a Red Cross and has been collecting donations because there's an immediate need. And I think we all can just agree that, you know, in times of tragedy, the first thing that the average person is thinking is, well, how can I help? And so to know that your donation could actually help when, unfortunately, a tragedy happens, that's incredible. But also knowing that, obviously, we're prioritizing Connecticut. I mean, that's why we have a Red Cross specific to Connecticut, so that your donations do probably typically go to anybody, little, you know, from, I would think, babies all the way up to, you know, people who are in their 90s, even crossing 100, who really need those donations. So I think you can really feel good about, you know, a person is a person, whether they're from right here in Connecticut or across the country. You know, it's going to saving lives. Even if the zip code isn't Connecticut, I think you can feel good about it. But you do prioritize, obviously, Connecticut if there's not a tragedy calling for those donations otherwise.
Yeah, Melissa, again, we have commitments to our own communities here, but we're part of this national network. So we're flexible. And, you know, we're an organization that, if you look at our blood collection, state of the art, you know, it really is a very professionally done system that we have, very responsive to the urgent needs, but consistent collection of blood is something we pride ourselves on. And our volunteers who supported, our professional staff, our blood donors, who we appreciate this month, you know, it's really an opportunity to celebrate them. In fact, this month we have our annual Super Bowl ticket giveaway, and it's a partnership that we launched a few years ago. In the last 5 years alone, we've had two winners right here in Connecticut from people who step up and donate during this period, and they could actually win a Super Bowl experience. And it's an amazing thing to see the reaction that we have here in Connecticut. But it's a good opportunity to have first-time donors step up and see what it's all about. But our faithful donors who come out and support their family and friends in their own community are just remarkable and are heroes in my book.
Yeah. I mean, and this is the seventh year that the Red Cross has collaborated with the NFL for this Super Bowl giveaway, which is pretty cool. And obviously an incentive for people to give. But again, I think at the core of it, you know, you are giving giving back to helping save a life. And I think that's incredible. If people want to obviously get in now more than ever, especially with this Super Bowl incentive going on right now with the Red Cross, what do you suggest they do?
It's fairly simple. It's redcrossblood.org, our website. They can call us at 1-800-RED-CROSS. They can download at the App Store the free Red Cross donor app. You know, we make it as convenient and as modern as possible for folks to sign up. And again, that our systems are in place so that a lot of the health screening questions that we are required to ask are done through those applications and done in the privacy of one's home. It's a rapid pass system that we operate with, and it makes the experience convenient. It does take a little bit of personal time, but it's time very well spent for helping out your community and saving lives, as you said.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're also going to put the website and links that you would need if you want to donate and to learn more certainly about what donations are most needed right now. We'll put those on our website, voiceofct.com, and attach it to Richard's podcast there as well. Richard Brannigan, I want to thank you for the work that you do, CEO for the American Red Cross Connecticut chapter. And thank you for always giving us the time on air. We appreciate it.
We appreciate you, Melissa. Thank you. Happy New Year, everyone. Thank you.
You too. That is Richard Brannigan again, CEO for the Connecticut chapter of the American Red Cross right here on WICC. And for more information and to get those links, we will also put those on our website, voiceofct.com.